Matt, is it comfort level? Is it just another year? What's gotten you off to maybe your best start yet?
Well, I think we've done some good things on the offensive side of the ball. Certainly our running backs have played well. When you run the football well and those guys can make plays for you out of the backfield, that helps a quarterback. So we've done some good things. I feel very comfortable in our system, being year two with Kyle Shanahan. But I think we're still, a work in progress. We're still getting better. And we need to find ways to finish games a little bit better than we have up until this point.
Matt, what's different about this offense than when we saw you guys here in 2014, late in the year?
Yeah, just, obviously different personnel, for sure. Different scheme. Certainly the run game is much different than when we played up there in 2014. Personnel is a little bit different. Passing scheme is a little bit different. The run scheme is very different.
How good has Julio been this year for you?
He's been exceptional. He's one of the best players in the NFL, and he's played that way week in and week out for us. There's so many things, both in the run game and the pass game. He's played great so far this year.
Man, I don't know if that was a breakout game for him, what you would consider, but he was extremely dominant in that game. What do you remember about that day?
He played great that night, that's for sure. It was kind of a shootout type of a game, but came up big for us. I forget how many yards he ended up having, but I know he didn't even play like the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game, too. So, he's that kind of player, though. I mean, he can dominate a game so many different ways, and he's done it so many times.
He's so big and fast. Does it really matter to a certain level what defenses do against him, and you just have to trust him, you're just going to throw him the ball anyway?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you have great players like that, you have to, you have to give them opportunities at times just to make a play on the ball, and we've done that, at times throughout his career. But he's also incredibly unselfish, too. I mean, he'll draw different coverages from different teams and open things up for other guys. He's excited to do that, too. I mean, he's a team-first guy, so certainly a great player and a great person in our locker room.
Aside from Julio's big game here a couple years ago, what else about your history against the Packers, your head-to-head matchups with Aaron Rodgers, stand out to you in your memory?
Well, there's been some good games, for sure. I remember, I think one year Aaron might have been out. That was a cold game. That was one I do remember from up there. It was maybe 2013. But, some tough battles. I mean, anytime you go against Aaron, anytime you go against Green Bay, you know that they're going to come in very well prepared and they're capable of making a lot of plays. So you have to be on top of your game, and you have to, be on top of your game plan.
What has Sanu meant to you?
I think Muhammad's done a great job. He's a versatile guy, can play outside or in the slot for us. He's a big physical player. Certainly helps our run game, gets our guys in space. He does a great job blocking for us, and he's been very good on third downs for us this year. So he's been a great addition.
You've got your top two backs have, I think, they got 41 catches put together. What does it mean to you to have that kind of a threat, whether it's a check down play or a screen or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, they're a big part of our passing game, whether it be a check down or a screen or whether it be lining them up in a wide receiver position and letting them run, because they're so talented and versatile. They've been huge for us, have certainly sparked us in a lot of games and made some great plays for us.
What did it mean for you guys to win against Carolina, then Denver, the two Super Bowl teams back-to-back?
It was good. I mean, obviously, when you're in the middle of the season, you take it week by week and just try and get the job done every week. So from that standpoint, it was good, but it hasn't been as good the last couple of weeks. So we need to just, keep focused on who we're playing this week and getting ready for Green Bay.
Matt, you've been in some really high-scoring games. Have you gotten to the in situations where or thought about there's times where maybe you need to just run the ball and be, play to your defense a little bit more, or is this just the way the Falcons are this year?
I think we've run the ball pretty effectively, the entire year, and we've been committed to it, throughout most of our games. And we've created a lot of explosive plays with our run game. So, I think we've been very committed to it. you know, it's just one of those things. We've got to find a way to score one more than they do.
Is that the mindset going into a game? And you have, your defense has given up a bunch of points at times. Do you have a mindset that you're going to have to go out and score X number in a game?
I think that's every week, you know, regardless, you know, from an offensive standpoint, regardless of what your defense is doing, you know, you have to go out there and you have to have the mindset that whatever it takes this week, we've got to be able to do it. Whether it be 7 points or whether it be, you know, 40 points, you have to have that mindset offensively. And so, you know, that's kind of what we take into every game.
How much of a knowledge do you have of Ladarius Gunter and Dimitri Goodson, or do you just rely on what you know about the way Don plays the secondary?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. You don't have a ton of tape, but, you know, you have to, you know, rely on what you see from other guys in terms of their scheme, and, you know, have an understanding of where you want to go by coverage. And that's, you know, the mindset that we have to have all week.
I'm not asking you to badmouth who they got for personnel, but when you see a secondary that's out, two of their top three guys and maybe their top three guys, your eyes kind of light up at the thought of facing off a bunch of backups?
Well, you know, they've got an excellent front seven, and, you know, they do a great job with creating pass rush and getting some of their edge rushers in space with the games that they run up front, which is first and foremost the number one way to shut down a passing game, and the most important thing for us offensively is to, you know, make sure that our pass protection and the line of scrimmage is our main point of focus. And then every week, you know, with the guys that we have, we always feel like we can be aggressive on the outside.
Is there anything you would consider, Matt, to be the most exotic coverage you've seen on Julio in terms of a team trying to take him away?
I mean, just in terms of double teams, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. You just see safety help in positions that you normally wouldn't see it. You know, you see cloud coverage, basically two, you know, a corner and a safety over the top of him, you know, a lot. But some teams don't do it, you know, and so we'll just see how the game shakes out, and you know, we'll be ready to go either way.